it's so encouraging to me to listen to the news, some of it discouraging and difficult, and we hear about the battles with ISIS and the challenges of the refugee crisis, the largest humanitarian crisis in modern times, and you wonder, what in the world can anybody do about it? And we have a partner who's doing something about it by the grace of God and by his strength. And it's just so, you know, just an amazing experience to be with Pastor Rami and his church family and see how engaged they are in pushing back the darkness and shining the light of Jesus. And so I'd like Pastor Rami to come join me here. This is his family, his wife, Rima. The same letters as Rami, just a different order, right? And then there's three girls, Joy, Lean, and Sarah. Aren't they beautiful? Wow.
Okay.
And so we want to open our hearts and our minds to what the Spirit of God says. You know, Pastor Rami, he said, he told me on the way in the car, he says, you know, I'm a Jordanian, double Jordanian, both sides of the family. And I come from a well-known Jordanian family. So the secret police, when they harass me and when they want to hurt our church, he said, they can't do very much to me. They can only beat me up. They can only hit me.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, maybe right. They can only hit me. He said the other day that he tells Rima, when he goes to the Palestinian refugee camp, which is a very dangerous place, no other church goes there except for Pastor Rami and his church. And he said he tells Rima some days when he goes, you know, if I don't come home, be strong, the Lord is with me, and he'll be with you. And this man is my hero in the Lord.
Our hero is God, yeah.
I'm so delighted to have you here.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm so excited to be with you, to be with the brothers and sisters in Christ and Davison, Free Methodist Church. Thank you for a lovely introduce for me. Thank you for your introduction. I appreciate that because really I'm part of from you, so thank you for your love. I can see and I can feel your love and your prayers in the right now and in the many months ago. So thank you and I appreciate that. I'm come here not just to preach. I'm come here just to give you another eyes to show what happened in the Jordan. To show what happened with the churches and what happened with the refugees in Jordan. So I need to share some story. But before that, let's to talk about something from verses from the Holy Bible. It's helped us to understand what God asked from each person here in this beautiful church to do. So, if you can read from Mark chapter 6, yes, 33.
His Bible is in Arabic. I don't know if you could read along in Arabic, so let's read along in English. Would you like us to read this?
Yes, please.
Yes? Okay, can you going together out loud?
Can you stand up and read together, please?
Let's stand for the reading of God's Word.
Yes.
Okay. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take more than half a year's wages. Are we going to go spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?"
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a seat.
Come on, give me a little amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
You may be seated.
Can we stay, Brother Lenny, this verse? I need to... have a seat. Sorry, I need to... Brother, sorry. I talk about 3:7. Sorry. I talk about verse 3:7. This is what I need to focus about this. But he answered, "You give them something to eat." Large crowd left everything and resorted to Jesus. They left everything and didn't think if they have enough food or money or clothes. And in many times, we think the church is just to care about the spiritual things. Jesus, from those verses, it's teach us and teach the disciple. Hey, disciple, you need to know this. I'm not just care about spiritual, I care about needs. So he's show us here, hey, and he's give us, this is the new lessons for us. Hey, we have two arms, yeah? So the first arm is for pray. So applicate for this arm for pray, it's give and love. Many times the church is a pray. I talk about Hashmi Church. Many times the Hashmi Church is pray. But just to pray, that's not enough. What's the active? What's the next step? I pray for God healing you. But if I cannot just to come to visit you in your hospital, that's not enough. Yes? So we need to active. You need to action when you pray. So here, Jesus has told us, hey, many people is leave the cities and follow me. And what happened right now in Jordan, many people is leave the cities in Iraq or Syria and come to Jordan. Leave to city to follow Jesus. So, in Jordan, we don't need just to focus about the spiritual things. It's very important. But the another side, we have a needs. Right now, I will talk about what's a Free Methodist Church in Hashmi Shemali, Amman, Jordan, work with the refugees. What's have the mission and vision statement for the refugees. What's the action Free Methodist Church, Hashmi Shemali work? It's not just, it's pray, and ask from us to pray for us. And when you pray, you know what happened? You give us extra energy when you feel we are down. So thank you for your prayers. And right now, what you will show through those slides, you show what your pray is make with us, with our church. So this is the result. This is the fruits your praise or praise for the Davison Free Methodist Church. So thank you for your prayers. Let me tell you about the mission statement for Free Methodist Church, Hashmi Shemali, Amman, Jordan. Reaching into Arab community with the gospel of Jesus Christ through spiritual refreshment and physical relief. When I'm talk the Arab communities include Palestinians, then a Christian from Camp Schneller, Palestinians, a Christian from Camp Schneller. Camp Schneller is one from 10 Palestinian refugees camp in Jordan. Iraqi Christian refugees from Hashmi Shemali, Syrian non-Christian refugees from Hashm al-Shimali, Jordanians Christians from Hashm al-Shimali. So our churches work through many ways. So from the spiritual side, I will talk about, we have discipled each Wednesday. We have a disciples for the refugees inside the church. And the result for disciples, it's okay, he's accept Jesus and he's growing. If he's need to growing, he's need to disciples and he's need to take the faith step and the witness step. Actually, it's baptism. So next slide is, in last month we have baptism for 20 persons from our church. It's a Christian and non-Christian. And I need to share you this video. He's talk about one case from many cases, one story from many stories. He's talk about what your prayers and what God, his work with the refugees in Jordan, how is the people he's touched the love, accept Jesus, follow with Jesus, and serve the Lord. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you show this video, please? Hallelujah.
My name is Grace Opry. I have 5 kids, 4 boys and 1 girl. This is my wife. We lived in Iraq, but we had to flee ISIS and came here to Jordan November 11, 2014. Gray and his wife Hannah come from Baghdad. They come from a cultural Christian background. So when ISIS came to Iraq, they were immediately targets. One day, while visiting friends, Hannah was shot by a stray bullet from a nearby gun battle.
The bullet come from outside, and still right now, she cannot move it because she's in a sensitive area.
One day, Gray, a taxi driver, was snatched from his car by ISIS and beaten for hours. I didn't have anything of value on me, but because I have a cross in my taxi, the ISIS fighters took me and beat me. When ISIS came to Iraq, all my kids had to stop going to school. There was no way to provide an education for our children. Gray with a broken shoulder and Hannah with a bullet still lodged in her body fled to Amman, Jordan with nothing. Once there, they found themselves at IME Pastor Rami's church, looking for help with just basic necessities. What they found there, though, was more than food. They found Jesus and a community of friends who are now their family. Today, they are leaders in the church and spend much of their time organizing support for other refugees caught in a similar plight. When we first came to the church, we learned about Jesus more and more. Now we know him and we have Jesus in our hearts. Now we aren't just interested in food. We just want to know more about Jesus so we can live for Christ. In Iraq, we didn't know exactly who Jesus was. We didn't have any information about him. We just didn't know. But when we came here, we learned who Jesus is, what Jesus did for us. So now if people ask me, I can share from the Holy Bible the exact chapter and verse from the Holy Bible about him. Now when we talk, we speak through the authority of the Holy Bible. The refugee crisis has provided a unique opportunity for Impact Middle East to reach people with the gospel, empower leaders, proclaim Christ, and plant churches across the Middle East. Visit impactmiddleeast.org to learn more about our story and give, becoming part of a team that is bringing Jesus back to the Middle East.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, so this is the result for your prayers. This is the fruits. And this is one case, one story from many stories, from many cases. So many refugees, he's know the Jesus. He's follow Jesus. Do you know many refugees he's talked to me, hey, thank you, ISIS, for what happened for you through ISIS, because through ISIS, we know that Jesus Christ. Through ISIS, you know that Jesus Christ. So, this is the spiritual things from what the church, Free Methodist Church in Hashem Shemali, do with the refugees. The second things, we work through the counseling with non-Christian and Christian. The women's actually non-Christians in Jordan, he's feel without any value. He's just cooker, clean, stay to home, care the children, and that's enough. What happens in God, Jesus, as you know, give value for the women. But in the Arab community, the women, she's don't feel that. She's don't know that. So, I have this story from non-Christians. Women, many times, her husband told to her, you are sorry for that. Same the shoes. The women shame the shoes. He can change it in any time, in any place. So can you imagine how is the women's in the Arab community without value? So because this, we have a counseling one by one, and we pray for non-Christian. And next slide, we have a next slide. We have a Syrian. This is in the church. We pray for her, and it's accept Jesus, because she's no accept when she's accept Jesus. Jesus is give him a value. So in another picture, this man from Palestinian refugees camp. He don't have any hope, any peace. He's a broken in leg, and because he don't have a man, he need to cut, and he don't have any job. So, and sometimes when he's called us, he's put the gas above his family. He need to burn the family because he don't have a money to continue this life. So, what happened through the our church, and what God's work, what God's hand work with us, it's amazing thing through the counseling and through the women's ministry. I need to show you, this is a private video about what our church, what God's hand, what your prayer make in Jordan, in Hashem Shemali.
So you said your husband hits you. Does he hit you every day?
Yes, every day without any reason, without any reason. I am abused by my husband.
Why?
Because he's nervous. He has to hit me. He likes to hit me. This is natural.
My name is Inas. I have a ministry with women from a Palestinian refugee camp. My ministry with this woman is to help them recognize they have value. So many of the women in the camp have been abused and made to believe that their only value is to cook and clean. They don't know they have value beyond that.
I know you are crying right now, but tell us your story.
For 17 years, I worked in people's homes just to have money to help my family. Any person who asked me, I would clean their home just to bring in some money for my kids because their father died. I don't have any education. I cannot read. I cannot write. I stayed and worked at home for 40 years. This is the first time in those 40 years in the Palestinian refugee camp I heard that women have value.
When God called me to this ministry, I started to teach the women that they have value. God created women not just to be broken by their husbands. Each woman is a queen, and God will give her great value. It is not easy to help the woman learn their value.
I went out of the camp and attended this church. All the women who come to this church love the meeting and love Inas and what she does for us. She said, please come here with us to this church. And she doesn't take anything from us. This is a big gift from God just to learn more things about life, to have value. Thank you for everything. Thank you for what you do for us.
Through this church, I've changed my life. I'm not just good for cooking. I'm not just good to work in the home. I have value. There are so many things I can do.
Now I can't say no. I can't say no. Don't hit me. This is a surprise to my husband, because he just hits me. He thinks I'm the same as the world. He hits me and I would never talk. But after these 2 years of coming to this church, he now told me, you are a different woman.
Recognizing the plight of women in the region, Impact Middle East is empowering leaders, proclaiming Christ and planting churches across the Middle East. Visit impactmiddleeast.org to learn more about IME's story and to support the work of helping women recognize their value through the good news of Jesus Christ.
So, through your prayers, we make Sam the big hug for each sad person, each poor family. You know, I told again, when you make a hug for some person, you can hear the heartbeat, and your body can feel that. And actually, this is what God, his work with us. This is one story from many, what we have it. So, I know we hear in Michigan, in USA, everything, we have it. You have money, you have a good place, and you have a big, big church and nice church. But it's amazing. And what I will try to do right now, to go out of these walls, to see what happened out of these walls. And through this presentation, I'm just invite you to come with me in first trip, in fast trip to Jordan. So, through the spiritual, through the counseling, disciples, and baptism, and right now we have youth ministry in another slide. We go to the youth, not just we care about women, or we have a good number from youth ministry. It's mixed from a Christian and non-Christian. And through the youth ministry, the youth is learn more and more about Jesus. And the youth is can know we have a big hug in our church in Hashem Shamari for all the youth ministry. So we talk each time for the youth. The street is not your place. Your place, it's the church. So because this, through the youth ministry, we accept each week by week more than youth to our ministry. And we have another way, another gate to work with the refugees in Jordan. We have a youth sport ministry for a Christian and non-Christian. And the soccer league, the football, it's number one in Jordan. And all the youth is love to play the football. So through this way, we talk about Jesus. But in another way, we show just the God's love. And we give the time for the Holy Spirit to work. I have a story about that. When we talk on how can I show the God's love, I will give you example. We can talk about, hey, if you have a foul in the soccer game, I don't know if you know the soccer here in America, I know it's not famous, but in soccer game, if you have a foul, the first foul, you have a yellow card. And the second foul, you have a red, exactly, the red card. So why I have it, this yellow and red card? Because I broken the soccer rules, yes? Okay, so we breach if you will have broken the God rules. What the color card you have. So when we finish the soccer league, some person is call me, hey, it's not a Christian. Hey, I see the dream. Can you explain me this dream? So yeah, of course. He told me, hey, I see big white person and big white bird. He's need to put the cross in my neck. What that mean? We don't talk about Jesus. We don't talk about cross. But the Holy Spirit, it's a great partner with our church, with our life. He's explained more than us. So through youth sport ministry and youth meeting, we go to many, many youth in our church. The next way we work with the refugees, it's through the women's ministry for a Christian and non-Christian. Last month we have a conference. We had more than 175 from the women's, and God really bless us in this. We talk about Palestinians refugees camp, you know, but God blessed the Hashmi Church. It's unique ministry. It's just Hashmi Church have a ministry with Palestinians refugees camp. No any church in Jordan have this. Do you know why? Because in our language, it's dirty ministry. Because it's a dirty area, dirty home, and sometimes dirty people. But God has called us for those people. So another way we have work, we have here, it's not usual to see it to any church. This is a pure meeting. This is more meeting, morning meeting, pure meeting for non-Christian. In our church, we share about God's love. And in another, this is the special hug from God to each woman. A grace hug to each woman. Because this, you can see many women is crying. Because that's strange. Because it's touch strange things. This is the God's love. Another way we have education ministry. Many refugees don't go to the school, and the adult, he don't know English. And many refugees go in America, in Michigan. We have many refugees here in Iraqi or Syrian. So our church is teach English for the adult, and we have a good number. This is inside the church. We teach English. And in last week, God showed me we have child, we have a generation without education. Because ISIS is not just destroy the building, destroy the community, stolen the money. No. He's destroy the education, stolen the education from the children. Do you know, in last week, when we started the school, this is a school name, is Good Samaritan. We can, it's first time to the refugees to teach, to learn. We have English, Arabic, math, and art. And we have just 2 days in week, because we have a big challenge and we have a capacity. So we teach English, math, Arabic, and art. And the capacity for Good Samaritan School, it's 60 students. So we have just 3 classes. And each class, it's, the capacity is 20. So the story about this is some parents has come to me and he's asked, hey, can I, my children join in this school? So I told him, so sorry, we don't have any space. So he told me, hey, I don't need desk. I need just to maybe sit in the land, in the ground. I told him, sorry, we don't have this space. Not just desk. We don't have, this is the land to your children sit. So you need to see the reaction for those children. See this in another slide. It's first time from maybe 3 or 4 years. He's have a pen, he's have a pencil, he's have a paper. So today I'm come to invite you to go out of these walls. I need to encourage you. We are in same body, yes? In same body in the Christ. So I'm invite you. We have refugees, we have a people. He's need your prayers and need your practical prayers, action prayers. So because this, we have, after this slide, we talk about children ministry at the church. We serve many from Christian and non-Christian. And what I need to show this is, we work with the refugees is not just to, hey, you are refugees, just take. No. We right now we will see the refugees, he's a proactive person. But the rules, it's cannot allow him to have a work. So the church is step by step, he's teach that, or undercover the church, we can make everything. So provide a Christian community through the church and builds up believers and creates a Christ like aroma in the community to non a Christian. This is what happened. Assisting Christian and non-Christian family of the physical disabled. So if I will tell you about this story about this girl. This girl, it's 12 years in this pictures. When she was born, she was disabled. She was born this and 12 years in same this. So when she's come to our church, we have a physiotherapy. It's come for us, and she's make exercise to move the muscles. Was from 12 years, don't move it. And teach the woman, her mom, how she can make the exercise. And the surprise, her mom, she thinks she's blind. But when we have a small test, She's discovered. She can see. So, you know, the disabled ministry in the Arab community, if you have special needs in your home, you feel shame. You must feel shame. And then many times we think, say, God is very angry from me because this, he's given me special needs. So through our church, we show God's love you. And through your situation, through your special needs, he will make a different things, amazing things. You have a value. And God, he knows what he will do with you. So this is the ministry. This is one gate. Work with the refugees. Another, through medical days. And last year, we served more than 700 in medical days. 65% is non-Christians. And in end of November, we have a medical days for the refugees in our church. Next, please. Provide relief supplies to refugees through clothes, mattress, blanket, heaters, many things. What we have, we give. What we have, we don't have any resources, but what we have from here to here to here from another churches, local churches, we give. So a refugee is a productive person in the society, not a burden. So because this undercover the church, we can give this time for the refugees to make some job and to raise money for the same refugees. You know, she was cooking to collect the money for her. He's a barber to collect the money for him. So because we need to see the refugees is productive. And another slide. This is an invitation to come and join us in our church, and you can stay in our guest house. You know the guest house in our church?
Is that your guest house?
Yes. This is the picture for the guest house inside. This is the reception area. So the guest house is just to come and touch. You know, touch the situation, touch what we have from the all what we I will share about this is ministry. So for me, I give you this invitation. Pray, and you can find any way to help us to be same the part from us. So I know this is busy life. Maybe right now I'm finished. Hey, I'm so sorry. We are encourage you. But maybe after 2 days or 3 days, you forget that. Please, each time, think you have another brothers and sister Christ in the Middle East, in the Jordan. Right now, the Middle East, the Holy Land, without the Christian before maybe 10 years in the Middle East, maybe 10%, right now maybe 2 or 3, because all the Christians is leave. So your support, and this is the mother's church for us, is to Christian stay in the Middle East. Really, thank you for everything. I need to thank you, Pastor Glenn, for your love, for your send the team for us to join to touch what I will say. Thank you, Pastor Shane, because you will come and you can touch this. Thank you for each one, Lenny, Sherry, Jane, I don't forget any person else. Colin, who's will join with us, is your bodyguard in Jordan. So thank you for each person. You will come to us. Right now, maybe we don't have anything, but God has teach me through those days to pray for the America, to pray for this church, same what you when you pray for us. So thank you for your love. I need to just invite you and Pastor Shane to come here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. In American culture, it's an honor when they stand to clap you. It's a special honor.
Yes.
So they clap and sit, but stand and clap is a special honor. Standing over
yes, brother. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Shall we pray? And we're going to put our lay our hands on Pastor, and would you extend a hand, a blessing? Lord God, we thank you for all that you are doing through Pastor Rami and his family and his friends, his team, their church. We bless them in Jesus' name, and we pray by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will give them the energy, the vision, the passion, the strength that they need. We are amazed at what you are already doing, and we pray that you will do even more amazing things in the days and weeks and months and years to come. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody Amen. Said,
Amen.
Amen.
Can I say something? I have a small gift. Sorry.
You can have a seat.
Have a seat, please. So this is the gift for the mother's church.
He calls us the mother church. I said, now when you go to the other churches this week, you tell them they're the sister church because we're the mother church. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
So this is a smaller scarf to the pastor. So thank you for your love, for your prayers.
Thank you.
And this is a small brochure. It's American and Jordanian flag. To be
okay.
Yes.
How cool is that? American flag.
Thank you, Pastor Shane.
Flag. Yeah.
Okay.